Ella's one-handed stir-fry.
My friends used to say, when you have your first kid, you'll always have your hands full. I had triplets, so I've had to learn to do everything one-handed. I have mastered the stir-fry. I take fresh veg, pork marinated in hoisin, and noodles, then stir it all into a wok. It's delicious enough to have again and again, and simple enough to do while I'm playing peekaboo.
Give your pork stir-fry extra zing with our hoisin and ginger marinade. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Give 'em hell, Miss Noel.
Alyssa Magic Mike Ev. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. So much crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com and the Banter Blender podcast, and joining me this evening, fresh from watching the season finale of Vanderpump Rules, is my friend and cohort, the one and only Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
How are you doing? How are you faring? Are you surviving? Are you alive? Is it okay over there?
I am. It's good. I've decided to get on with my life and stop letting Jack torment me.
Wow. So we just viewed the season finale of Vanderpump Rules. I'm so sad the season is pretty much over, except for a few reunions. But we're going to break it all down. We have a lot to talk about. There's a lot of stuff to discuss. I'm fired up. I'm laughing. I'm everything. I'm all the emotions. But before we get into that, of course, we have to plug our live shows. Chicago people, anyone who's coming to our Chicago shows, we're talking Vanderpump Rules at both shows. Both shows. The way we're going to do it is we're going to do the first half of next week's reunion at the early show, and then the second half at the late show. So everyone's going to get some Vanderpump Rules, because we figured you'd rather talk Vanderpump Rules than Beverly Hills Reunion, right? So it's just going to be a big old fun time. Next month, we have our big shows in Phoenix and San Francisco. Phoenix, we're going to talk about Real Housewives of New York. San Francisco, it's a gay pride weekend, and we're going to do some Southern Charm, and we're going to gay it up. Big old gay pride Southern Charm edition in San Francisco. So go to watchcrappens.com and get tickets to those shows. Our live shows are so much fun, and our last San Francisco show was pure madness in the best way. So if you missed out on it last time,
it's going to be amazing. Yeah, and for those of you who do not watch Southern Charm, do not worry. It's not only Southern Charm. Luann is down the street performing at the same time we are, and so we're going to have a very celebration of Luann's cabaret at our own show.
Yeah.
So come down. It's going to be a rollicking good time. Yeah, I can promise you that, girls.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely fabulous. And by the way, and Phoenix is going to be great because we're talking Real Housewives of New York, and that in and of itself is reason to celebrate. So, you know, come get brace for a dry heat and come to our show because it's going to be super fun.
And today, right now, actually, we just hung up. We did a very special crossover episode with the Vanderpump Rules Party podcast, and I announced them as the Vanderpump Rules podcast. Which
I was wondering about
that.
I was wondering. I was like, that doesn't. I thought they were Vanderpump Rules Party.
I did it wrong. I deserve all the hate that I get. I just wasn't thinking. You guys, I'm so sorry, America. So go listen to that. It's a really good conversation. We talked about how they got started, and it was a crossover. So we talked, you know, we asked each other questions. And we talked about, you know, the ending of this episode of Vanderpump Rules and, you know, Stassi's asshole. Yeah.
Hot takes. A lot of discussion about Patrick, but I feel like it's only the tip of the man bun. I think we're going to get really into it on this episode. I feel like what a privilege that we have, you know, a second week in a row, we got to do a full-on takedown of someone. Last week we had Kim Zolciak, where we said bye wig to her, and tonight we're going to say bye man bun.
On Twitter asked if we could say bye man bun instead of bye wig, and yes, Twitter.
Yes.
I think that sounds great.
Yeah, we are so excited for the Patrick takedown, because it's not just going to be us. I'm envisioning the Jezebel articles. There's going to be something in Bustle, maybe something in BuzzFeed, maybe a think piece in the New Yorker, who knows, like a talk of the town, man bun of the town. You know, like, I am excited. I feel like there's a wave about to crash down, and I feel like, for once, I'm on the righteous wave. I'm never on the righteous wave. I'm always like, they're too righteous. But now I'm feeling righteous tonight. I'm feeling righteous and ranty. Righteous and ranty.
Well, good. You're just going to have to wait a while, because first we start with utter disappointment. First of all, Trixie Monocle, are you on vacation during the finale? Where have you been? Where are you? Trixie Monocle, the singer-songwriter who creates all this music, nowhere to be found. It's just a bunch of... The first song is literally not even her. It's some rando going, whoa, oh, 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 you're on your own. I don't believe that's a Trixie song.
No, that was not a Trixie. That was clearly some sub. You know, while Trixie was like, I'm going on sabbatical, okay? I'm going to try my hand to be at Broadway. Or I'm going to be in the revival of Grand Hotel, okay?
I'm writing a song. I'm writing a musical. It's called Girls, 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 Welcome.
I'm doing a one-woman Starlight Express, okay? Pitching it at the Fringe Festival in New York City. I'm going to go there. I'm going to make my real name for myself in music. Okay, Paul?
Starlight Express. Answer me, girls. Are you girls? Yes, all girls.
I earlier today, I'm not going to lie, I watched a 9-minute-long YouTube video that was called, Who Did the Best Memory Climax? And it was a montage of various different women, like famous singers, singing the climactic part of Memory. And it started off with, Elaine Page. It ends with Betty Buckley. And in the middle, there's, everyone. It's like Barbara Streisand, Leona Lewis, Susan Boyle, even Celine Dion's in there. Celine Dion does a crazy version that I feel like I'm surprised the internet has not found, which is my way of saying I only wish Trixie Monocle were in there. You know, touch me. If you touch me, you feel me. Remember me as a little cat dying. I was once in a meadow.
Tires, 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 I'm on a big tire and I'm floating to heaven, cause memory.
Memories are like living in Los Angeles. You gotta work for your money. Rags to riches.
Actually, Cats is very Trixie Monocle, the way that that's written. It is very Jellicle cats are Jellicle cats. Jellicle cats are Jellicle cats. I mean, that is very Trixie.
That is 100% Trixie. Actually, I think maybe all of Andrew Lloyd Webber is. Go, 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 Joseph, you know what they say. Go, 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 Joseph, you'll make it someday. You and your color coat, all sorts of colors. Colors of the rainbow, technicolor. Trixie.
Red and yellow and green and brown and scarlet and black and ochre and peach and ruby and olive and violet and fawn and lilac and gold and chocolate and mauve and cream and crimson and silver and rose and azure.
Those Canaanites.
Okay, and the other piece of devastation is that the hot tub pillows did not make the previouslys on Vanderpump Rules
of the season.
Who's editing this show today? Did anybody show up to the last day of work? It's like the last day of work where everyone's like, fuck it, we're just going to watch a movie.
Yeah, exactly. It's like last day of school where you don't have any real homework. So you watch something from Frontline on PBS in class. But you know,
let's watch the Challenger explode again. That sounds great, Teach. Glad I came
in. Spaceship going to see the stars. Uh-oh. That's Trixie's Ode to the Challenger. There were actually two Trixie songs later on, but I think we'd actually heard them before. It was disappointing, but we'll cover them when they come up.
I'm down. But you know, now let's get into some positive talk, shall we, Ben?
Yeah, you know, the show opened up with actually, I think it was a visual metaphor of what we would later encounter with Patrick. It was Tom Sandoval shaving his forehead. And at first I was like, oh, it's just Tom shaving his forehead again. But really, I think it was a symbol of the man bun being cut away, cut out of our lives forever.
Yeah, and especially when Tom follows it up by, careful, the flat iron's on. Songs, songs everywhere, everywhere. Songs. Actually, that's already a song, Trixie. Sorry.
Signs, signs everywhere. The signs fucking up the scenery.
Oh. So Tom is excited for his big, what is it? Preview party? What do they call it?
It's the like it's a progress party.
Yeah, yeah, bro. We're gonna have a frost machine, CO2, dry ice,
bar stools,
wet ice,
half bar stools. We're gonna have wood. Exposed nails.
Yeah, tetanus, there's gonna be lots of wood,
dust,
yeah.
Sawdust, splinters.
Then we get a montage of Tom's drinks because he's like, "I've been working on drinks for years." It's like, God, Ariana's not even in his testimonial. She's like, "I know, Tom."
She's sitting there with her book, like all finished, with like a few like squares on a page. Like Tom's drink goes here.
God damn it, Tom. My next drink is called the God damn it, Tom.
I know.
So we get a montage of his drinks, and he's like, the hot pink, the blazing strawberry, scorpion ass,
ballpoint pen from Mars. And you're like, whoa, what's in that?
Ball pen that writes pink.
Normally like, arranged pillows.
So he's like, tonight, people are going to get a little taste, bro. So over at Katie and Tom's apartment, Katie's still continuing this charade.
Bubba, Bubba, oh, Bubba, I'm so proud of you, Bubba, Bubba.
I just wanted to say before we go over to Katie and Tom, because of course I took a note.
You weren't finished, Bubba, I'm so sorry.
Well, of course I took a note on every single thing, and I've already cut out three comments I was going to make. I was like, wow, I took a note on everything. But I liked... like before Tom and Ariana leave the apartment, Tom goes, I'm stressed. And then Ariana goes, dude, I would be stressed too. And Tom just goes, yeah. I was like, this is like the voice of stress. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Man.
He's like already bored with his stress. Yeah. It was cool like 10 seconds ago, but now I'm like over the stress.
I wish that Ariana really could understand like what it's like to try and top the blazing strawberry, but like she can't. And you know what? I'm on a blazing strawberry topping road on my own. And that's just how it is, brah.
Dude, this is the first party we're ever having at Tom Tom. I mean, even though it's not open, it's still a celebration.
It's like 2 seconds later, his head just explodes like a Gallagher watermelon. He's so excited.
He just starts bleeding from his forehead pores.
It's like a robot, just like... Ariana's like, oh, fine, and she like pulls a string like a lawnmower, like, oh, dude. She's like, he's back.
Okay, Bubba, Bubba,
Bubba.
Tom, what's his buns number two is using the charcoal toothpaste, which I have and cannot bring myself to use, mostly because of how he looks while he uses it. It's like the triplets without, you know, dental care.
It looks like his teeth after he has taken a river bath. It's like, I'm all clean now, Bubba. It's like, no, you have like river algae in your teeth now. And they're black and full of like rot from some paramecium you got.
So since it's the season finale, we get like little montages of what everybody's done. And he's talking to his dogs. He's like, hey, boys, your dad is growing up. And there comes a time in your life where you gotta get up and take a swing. And this is that time for me. And the dogs are like, can we shit? Like, seriously, is anybody ever going to let us shit? I wish the dogs of Vanderpump Rules could just have one episode where they're subtitled. Like, is anybody ever going to take us out to shit? Anybody. Anytime.
Yeah. That was also what I thought about whenever I watched 24. No one ever. We saw them for 24 hours for, like, multiple days, and no one ever took a shit, ever.
I know. Like, give Kiefer an episode off and just let him poop already. Yeah. He'd probably save him a lot of damn stress.
Let him poop. Let him go to Sprouts. Let him just, like, do stuff.
I hope our team meet ad plays today while we're talking about poop. It's a poop kind of week over here.
It is. I hope that everyone gets to poop and feels better, because I need to take several poops right now in my life. I need a lot of teammates.
I hope that everybody gets their promo code crap when they go to teamyblends.com.
I hope so too. So there's Tom Schwartz, his little montage, because Tom Sandoval got a montage of him creating cocktails over the years. Tom Schwartz montage is of Lisa calling him a pussy. It's like flashback to 2012. Yeah, pussy. And then it's like 2014. You're a big bloody wussy pussy.
Yeah, it's like Chariots of Pussy. It's like Chariots of Fire Pussy. It's just like... pussy! Wussy, pussy!
She's like, oh, Lisa, I'm not a pussy, but...
And what else rhymes with pussy, Ken?
Oh, cushy.
You're annoying me now, Ken. Shut up.
Tom Schwartz is like, God, oh, wow. I'm a pussy. Memories. I'm a pussy on a tire going away in a tire to Tom Tom.
This show really does go to show kids everywhere that you never have to do shit in your life, and some old lady will just come along and hand you a restaurant because she thinks you're cute.
Yeah. All you have to be is cute. Yeah, it gets you pretty far in life being cute, I guess.
Yeah, Katie's like, oh my God, you look so cute, Bubba. I feel like a Toca Madera waitress right now because I'd try to fuck you. I really would.
So, Tom Schwartz.
Oh, no, that was the bungalow. I'm sorry. I got my whore restaurant.
It's fine. Toca Madera.
No, but I did go to dinner there the other day with my cousin and Reed, and we were waited on by none other than Lauren. Okay?
Lauren?
Yeah, Lauren from Vanderpump Rules was our waitress. And she did a great job, I have to say.
Wait, Lauren, the one who, like, had the gossip? Saw Rob?
Lauren the one
no,
who
that
no,
wasn't,
that,
no,
that
was
girl
Jen.
Was there too. That was girl
Jen.
Was there too. She
Wait,
was
Lauren
there too.
The hostess?
Lauren the hostess is now a waitress over at Toca Madera. And she sure did a great job delivering our guac and plantains.
Wow,
so
that
you,
is
Lauren.
Great. What a small world of two restaurants that are very close to each other. Wow. So what we learn is that Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz are going to be writing another check for $25,000 for Ken and Lisa to sort of like fulfill their obligation as junior partners. And Tom Sandoval is like, I hope Ariana sees this check and they're both of us. She's like, okay.
Head splattered against the wall.
She's like, I just got into this like leafy green jumpsuit and now there's all your head blood on it.
My banana leaf head's jumpsuit.
My Aunt B from Florida wallpaper. You just
dude,
messed it
you're
up.
Dressed like a plantain. That reminds me. Plantains on fire. It's a new drink. God, Tom, shut up already.
I'm happy for you. What do you want me to say?
Plantain misbehaving. Ugh. That's my new
Mel
cocktail.
Carter comes back in. She's like, ow! That's my cue! Ow,
give me
girl.
A break.
Give me a break now. I'm not going to lie, by the way. I was listening to the Give Me a Break theme song earlier today. Just putting that out there.
That's you had an day. Extremely gay day at your house.
Extremely gay. What was the other gay thing I did today? Oh, yeah. I watched Memory. I watched the Memory.
Yes.
It's and I watched Patti LuPone singing Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. Because basically I was creating a playlist on YouTube. I decided, fine. So here's what happened. This will be of interest of you and probably to Stassi. So last night I was like, I want to put on show tunes. So I put on DirecTV's show tunes station, their music station. And it was all like new show tunes from like current Broadway, which is not the best. It was like...
Evan Hansen, why'd you kill yourself, Evan?
Yeah, it was from SpongeBob. And then one was from like, I don't know, like the Kelsey Grammer musical where he was like finding Peter Pan or whatever.
Ew.
I was like, I want like renowned Broadway show tunes. Like, give me some Guys and Dolls. So I decided I was going to start creating a playlist on YouTube of like great show tunes. And that's what led me to this situation with Memory, which I didn't even add to my playlist. I was like, I don't know if I could add Memory to my playlist. that's going to take the playlist to a certain place that I'm not sure if I'm ready for.
Yeah, I have been kind of out of musicals for a long time. And then I went to see Patti LuPone's latest musical, and it reminded me why. No offense, Patti. Love ya. I'm sure Patti's like, God damn it! Finally committed to a podcast, and now I'm done!
I like to think of Patti LuPone sitting on some bed with, like, brown satin sheets, like, eating... the chocolates out of like a Russell Stover box, listening to our podcast. I'm like, that's a funny joke. Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. God damn it, why are they singing about me?
God damn you, Ronnie Karam.
She throws her chocolates at the wall.
She pronounces my name wrong. I'm like finding reasons to not like Patty LuPone. I don't know why, because I don't have any natural reasons, okay? So I have to come up with them. So now let's go to people that we do have natural reasons to detest. Jax is brushing his teeth extremely hard. You know, when you do that much coke, you really need to slow down on those gums, buddy. It's like, yeah, I know you think you're doing your teeth good, which you probably are, but they're going to fall out if you don't have gums.
How about you get Sonicare? How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
Let the toothbrush do all the work, Jax. You don't have to do it all.
How about sober up before you brush your teeth, okay? Dime eyes.
How about don't brush your teeth like you're holding a turkey leg at medieval times? How about that, huh? How about, like, low and slow, casual circles? Okay, come on.
It's like a turkey, like, freaking out and trying to get away in a panic. Like,
Jax's apartment probably is, like, medieval times, you know? It's a lot of, like, throwing food on the floor. Like, aiming, you know, phallic objects at other things.
Did they have jalapeno juice on every doorknob in the medieval times? So Jax is like, God, I've tried texting Britt 1,000 times, and I guess she just needs time. There's multiple things going through my head. Name one.
Yeah.
Just name one. Those are baby steps.
Hockey. He's like a puck. You know, you text Brittany 1,000 times, she just needs time. You dumped her. That's it.
You know that Brittany's on cricket, and it's not very nice to text people unlimited when they don't have an unlimited plan. Okay, Jax, you're just everything you do is a fucked up thing. It's a fucked up gesture.
I like being on cricket because I like to wish upon a star.
Did someone call me Broken Little Bandit? So
I think I'm turning into a donkey.
So over at at Brittany and Stassi's, Brittany is getting ready to go on stage with the Lion King. What the hell?
She's like, it's the circle of JX. So she like hoists up like a bag of like cheese doodles.
She was putting on like my makeup, and you know how you put the lines on it first? Yeah, it was like very hum na manana, hum me na manana.
It's the Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, so she was putting on her makeup and it was making me feel really uncomfortable, which I guess you shouldn't feel uncomfortable when people do white face, but no. Still, I was like, your face is not that color.
It was pancake. It was, I like to call it anchor lady makeup.
Yeah, if Marcel Marceau was an anchor lady. Every day the news is somebody going down a stair or trying to get out of the glass box.
I decided to try mime. That's the form my relationship grief has taken. Excuse me, Stassi, I'm gonna go downstairs to the lobby. Boom, boom, boom. Ow!
You're right. I'll take the elevator.
Turns out this staircase doesn't actually exist. I just crashed into the floor.
Oh, so Stassi's like, can you tell we're doing this late at night, everybody? I love late night podcasts.
It's like 9 p.m. So,
well, for us.
Yeah, that's late for us.
We did a lot of podcasts today, god damn it. Yeah. God damn it.
So, so Stassi is like, well, just so you know, here's what's going to happen with Jax, Brent, because Stassi's sitting there also. And she's also doing some sort of weird makeup situation where she's like putting like ridiculously red lipstick on. So Stassi's like, okay, here's what's gonna happen. Jax is gonna try super hard to get you back. And Brittany's like, well, I don't care. Okay, first of all, he can't get me. I'm in this invisible box. Okay, second of all, I'm gonna look hot tonight, and I'm gonna flirt with Adam, and I'm gonna be like, Brittany, you don't have to make noise if you're a mime.
Jax is gonna be like, cleaning my windows, trying to see me better. All he's going to see is me flirting with Adam. Hey, Adam, can someone get Adam a glass cutter? How the hell is he supposed to get in here? Adam!
Is it hot in me, or is it just this invisible box that's around me?
Did Jax turn off the air conditioning in my invisible box? That's so good.
Hey, before we go to the party tonight, I just want to go back to my other invisible box and get my clothing, my invisible clothing. Thanks. Oh, look, here I am putting on my little invisible boot. There it goes.
So, well, that explains a lot of her costume choices this season.
If they don't look right, it's because the accessories are mimed. Like, that would look really good with, like, a bracelet. Oh, it's there. It's just, it's mom. It's a mom bracelet.
I am wearing a blouse. Stassi saw me putting it on, didn't you, Stassi?
Is that what you were doing?
Anyway, let me get into my invisible car. Driving. But you didn't know there was a road in this hotel room. I love that you can act. I feel like, Ronnie, we've been podcasting for so many years that when I do that, I feel like you can see the fact that I was actually miming Brittany driving a car. I knew that you could see that.
I could. I could tell where your tone changes in the microphone. I could tell when you're actually being
physical. I rotated 3/4 and was like, now I'm miming. I'm doing... Ronnie and I do this over Skype for anyone who's new to the podcast.
Oh, God. So that shit is funny.
So anyway, so she's...
Stassi's like, I dream of killing Jax. I still do it. I can't let it go. Like, I dream of, like, taking off his arm, hitting him on the head with it, then taking each finger off one by one, seeing which joint is the tightest, and then, or the pointiest, then just poking out his eye with it. But just one eye, so he could see me holding it. It's like, chew it in my mouth. Spit it out.
Jesus Christ.
Stassi has a lot of limb issues this episode.
Yeah, she really does.
Jax is going to be moving out, but he's moving to another apartment in the same building. That's what he told Brittany. And Brittany's like, he's like, I am not going to just let him be around me. Not going to let that at all. For those of you guys wondering, on April 11th, which was about 3 weeks ago, there's a picture of Brittany and Jax together looking cozy going, new summer, new us, hearts.
Yes, and he's wearing a ring in some pictures and confusing Instagram because we're very easy, Instagram, all of us. All of us, be ashamed of ourselves. I'm ashamed of you. You should be ashamed of me. We should all be ashamed of each other and ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
So Stassi's like, please tell me you're not going back to Kentucky. And she's like, no way, I'm not leaving Hooters. Like, there's a Hooters here.
Still, I'm not leaving this Hooters.
Uh-oh, guess what? I lied. Looks like I'm already on a plane. It's like, first of all, Britt, if you're miming a plane, you don't have to make that plane noise.
Put the mask on yourself before you try to save somebody else. You're not getting a mask, Jack.
I love that she's miming safety instructions. Stassi, there is an exit over here and over here, and look behind you because that may be where your nearest exit is.
What are you doing?
I'm doing the Virgin Atlantic safety flat song.
Look, I am Todrick Hall. She's like, click. That was me putting on my seatbelt. I'm like, yes, we saw your miming.
So Stassi is worried that she's worried that she's going to break up with Patrick again because they do it every day. And she's like, God, we're always breaking up and making up. So I'm going to smush my feelings deep. I'm like, Stassi is saying smush. This man has ruined her fucking brain. Stassi's never said smushing, or she's hanging around Brittany too much. But I don't like it. She's like, I have to choose Xanax as a precaution because, like, let's face it, it works.
Stassi smushing her feelings down is like when you're too lazy to take the garbage out, so you just try to push it down really hard in the bag, and you're like, I'm going to put one more thing in, and you put it in, and it all springs up and starts to fall over. It's just like an ineffective garbage smush.
Yeah. And then you know you should be mad at your feelings, but you're really mad at Amazon Prime for having to put every tiny item you order, single item by single item, in gigantic boxes. That make you have to go out to the fucking garbage dump like 3 times a day. I mean, what the hell?
I don't know. We have a garbage chute in our building. Look at me. I'm going to the garbage dump. It's like Brittany like miming having a sack over her bed. Just going to the garbage dump. First, I gotta take the staircase down to it.
She's like, boom, boom. What are you doing?
Garbage shooting. Pew,
pew. Just Brittany, please take the trash out, please.
She just like clasps her hands together and like jumps forward. What are you doing? Dumpster diving. You're like, you realize you've actually jumped into a dumpster? That's not my
name. Like, hey, what's Kristen doing here? Oh, you found me. God. How'd I get here? Where am I?
Ariana's like, I take miming very seriously. So, this is nice and all, but you can take your garbage dump miming and shove it. So, now we go to Lisa Vanderpump. She is at her little makeup kiosk, whatever you call it. Her,
kiosk.
Her vanity.
She's like, I'm putting on makeup, and I also have jitterbugs for sale.
She's sitting there. She has Lisa Vanderpump is funny because she was putting on her eye makeup, but when she puts on her eye makeup, her mouth gapes open. She's like, hey. It's like this weird, like, like, I'm waiting for the plane to come into the hangar. Ken.
I'm trying, Lisa. I'm trying.
I don't know how much longer I can mom this. I'm tired. It's like that joke. I just flew in from Wichita, and man, my arms are tired. Well, it's like that.
You know, I didn't know that was a joke until like last year.
I mean, what happens if you have a penguin in the audience? Then what? They can't even fly, so...
Oh my god.
I think that now would be like a really good time to go to commercial because like Rob is so good at commercials and like he can do them in like 7 minutes or less. It's like amazing.
Ella's one-handed stir fry.
My friends used to say when you have your first kid, you'll always have your hands full. I had triplets, so I've had to learn to do everything one-handed. I have mastered the stir fry. I take fresh veg, pork marinated in hoisin, and noodles, then stir it all into a wok. It's delicious enough to have again and again, and simple enough to do while I'm playing peekaboo.
Give your pork stir fry extra zing with our hoisin and ginger marinade. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
So can't we open with my favorite recurring line of Lisa Vanderpump's? Ken! I love when she does that. It's like the beginning of every scene. She's like, Ken! Ken!
And he walks in and he does something that's like very me. He just like walks in and plops down on a chair and just like throws himself back as if he just has been like miming an airplane for 45 minutes, you know?
Well, he's on an endless Roomba loop around that goddamn mansion. It's like,
darling, please turn me off. Please turn me off. Please turn me off.
She's like, Ken! Why are you lying back there like bloody Cleopatra on my chaise lounge?
He's like, oh, get ready, but I'm going to get Jiggy ready first. It's going to be light blue, light purple, light blue, light pink. Did I already say light blue?
Like,
oh,
you're 60 years old. I'm like, yeah, 60 years.
She's like, I can't hear you, Ken, over the sound of my mouth breathing from putting on mascara.
It's supposed to be a night of excitement for these boys. I'm hoping Jackson Taylor doesn't show up.
I really do. I mean, I would hate for Jax Taylor to show up. I mean, as executive producer of the show that we're on right now, I would have no control over Jax Taylor showing up.
Maybe if he breaks up for his relationship, we should break up with him. I'm like, are you trying to get sued for like never ending unemployment? Like,
oh yeah.
Like, I don't think that's a legit reason to sue somebody. Ma'am, you've been brought to court. Why? You fired someone for dumping their girlfriend.
I like
she was so lovely. One time she mimed herself farting her way into my house. That was a plane, Lisa! You're not called to the stand yet. It's your turn.
I like that Lisa chose this scene to act like Dr. Claw or Mr. Claw, whatever his name. I think it's Dr. Claw from Inspector Gadget, you know, little that hand with the cat. And she's like, maybe Jax Taylor's day at Sir are over. It's like evil genius, Lisa Vanderpump.
I don't know. His whole house is furnished by shit he stole from you, and he's still working there. So I have a feeling he's going to be just fine.
By the way, we have to talk about the fact that Lisa looked absolutely stunning in her bathrobe. She is so beautiful. And for some reason on Vanderpump Rules, she styles herself in this very prim and like matronly way where she puts on like strange bell bottoms all the time and ruffly shirts with pussy bows. And she is like, Which, of course, I know this is totally, like, such a male thing to be like, come on, loosen it up, you know? Like, let those ruffles loose, show off that good body. But truth... I'm sorry, I was watching 9 to yeah, 5 like, last night.
Yeah, like
so it's
every
like very...
man in America. Yeah, every man in America is like, yes, show us some more cleave, Vanderpump. Oh, yeah.
But for real, though, like, she has such a weird style on Vanderpump Rules. And so just seeing her in a bathrobe with her hair flowing and just looking beautiful, it's like... this is the Lisa that we gays want. This is what we want. Just effortlessly beautiful.
It's like Summer's Eve, if you will.
Yes.
So Vanderpump's like, his actions are revolting. Let us see what will happen. Maybe he'll learn to make better choices. And Ken's like, what are you wearing? How should I style Jiggy? She's like, I need you on my side, and you're talking about dressing the dog. You're irritating me as well now, Ken.
Whatever I choose, I shall write down many notes in my manila folder, business attire.
You irritate me one more time, I'm cutting your head out of every wedding picture we have. We'll only show your wrists and your décolletage.
I secretly hope that next season Ken just starts wearing pussy bows also. Like, they both just show up with little pussy bows around their neck.
Well, this is really and nice Jiggy. Look.
Yeah.
The triple pussy bow family.
All pussy bows and ruffles. Ruffles and pussy bows.
Oh.
So then we actually get a Trixie Monocle song. This was good.
And I was really proud of Trixie because, you know, sometimes they give her really rough orders. And this time they were like, we need a busboy song. So she was like, take it away. I take it away. I. Like, that is really good. Hasn't been a song about clearing plates yet.
Yeah, yeah. So. And then there was quietly another lyric that it sort of faded out on because she went, we celebrate, I. But they already were like, no, we're not really going to celebrate with you, Trixie. But that's an essential part of the song. Paul, tell them.
I had my plates cleared so I could celebrate. What is happening here? I'll be back
it's
to that.
It's a masterpiece. Don't you realize it was a masterpiece? I made a masterpiece, and what you did, you made mincemeat of my masterpiece.
Sorry, Trix, don't got the budget. Are you still blaming me for that goddamn banjo player? Well, forgive me for being an artist.
I blame Leona Lewis. That's what I do. She stole my spot on X Factor.
So it's the Toms arriving at Tom Tom. So it's basically like, bro, and
did you notice though before they showed up, because while Trixie Monocle was singing, they show random B-roll of the city, and did you notice that there was like a shot of a flip-flop just sitting there on the sidewalk? It was just a single flip-flop, and you see a pedestrian walk over it, and then as they walk over it, the pedestrian dissolves away, and it sort of implies that, like, time goes by, people walk by, the sidewalk has many visitors, but the flip-flop, the sole, no pun intended, flip-flop, the orphan flip-flop, remains.
Yes.
I was like, what a great metaphor for Jax and so many other people on this show.
And Tom. I mean, Tom number two. It's like he finally left his flip-flop on the street.
Yeah.
See?
Oh, you're right. You're right.
In my neighborhood, it's on Instagram, so I have proof. But I found this glitter, like really high-heeled drag queen shoe, a red glitter shoe, you know, like Dorothy. So they were probably playing Dorothy from Wizard of Oz or whatever that night. And I was like, who does this? Like, who leaves this on the street? And people were commenting like, oh my god, I find those all the time in West Hollywood. Or hair pieces.
Yeah, I find hair pieces a lot.
Which is true. There's hair pieces. Just there's more hair pieces on the streets here than like cigarette butts.
It's really true. And you know, there's always a story behind every hair piece. They don't get there by accident. Okay, there's a story. So, yeah, so now we're at Tom Tom for the progress party. And so Tom Sandoval is like,
some people see a construction site, but me, I see a grand entrance. I
see the future, which is a giant construction site. This is totally weird. It's freaking me out right now, bro.
It's a grand entrance to a construction site.
Yeah. Pretty much.
He's like, see the future, and it's dried eyes.
and they're teaching the boy, the Adam and Wes, who are still useless, but there.
But
he's like,
this one's called the Gentleman's Curse.
Jax.
Yeah.
It's just a photo of Jax that they puree into a cocktail.
Yeah. It's just basically a nice tall martini glass filled with syphilis. Also, thanks a lot, whoever's in charge of the billboards in West Hollywood, for that gigantic billboard that's in like three spots that says syphilis is serious.
Yeah.
And it's bright yellow. Thanks, guys.
Syphilis is serious. That was probably Sheena. She's like, you know what we should do? We should have like a public health awareness campaign and just be like, guys, syphilis is serious.
Rob gave me syphilis in less than 7 minutes. So.
But then he cured it in like less than 7 minutes. I was like, wow.
That's like the fastest and like the slowest leak I've ever had. It's like, you know, crazy.
It was like getting syphilis from Rob was so meaningful for me because it wasn't syphilis you, syphilis me. It was syphilis us.
He doesn't even like the syphilis, guys.
Like, yeah. Like, normally he does the syphilis, but he's like, syphilis us. Syphilis us. This is syphilis us.
The syphilis closet.
Every time I see the billboard about syphilis, I'm like, I can't help but cry. It's just so good. It's such a good show. It's like, no, that's This Is Us.
Syphilis us. I'm really glad big girls are getting syphilis now. It's like...
Did you see that show where they left on the crock pot and then everyone got syphilis? It makes me cry every single time. And can you believe, like, that's the mom and that's the kids and they all have syphilis.
So,
yes, clear your throat for our next lunatic.
Brittany and Stassi
moment.
Brittany and Stassi come in and she's like, hard hats required. Who wants to wear a hard hat?
It's a hard hat to say goodbye to yesterday.
Oh, so Stassi's like, wow, congratulations. You didn't just make this up in your minds. It was great.
Yeah,
Max comes in. Max just, I don't know what they're doing to Max.
He's
like, I get one goddamn 10-minute break, and this is what they force me to do with it.
Go next door to a construction site and get a splinter while you wait for your
Thanks,
costume.
Mom.
Thanks, yeah. Mom. Thanks,
I'm
not real
my own Uber back to Hollywood, too.
My favorite was Raquel, because when she walked in, she goes, this is not what I was expecting, but wow. And I was like, what was Raquel expecting? She's like, I thought they'd be like cotton candy.
I was expecting Jelly Bellies, but then when I went in there, it was like space.
Yeah, I thought I was expecting like fish tanks.
But then when I got in there, there were only fish. It's weird.
So Sheena's like, oh my god, it's literally a construction zone.
That's literally. She's like already has a binder. She already has a binder. In honor of Tom Tom opening up, I got you guys a binder of the rules. So when we're done, everyone has to clean up. Okay, we have to clean up because Rob has to be up early tomorrow.
Do you have somewhere where Rob can take a nap while everybody's cleaning from the traffic keeper rules? Right, fine.
Did you notice she did the Muppet growl like three times in this episode?
A million, it was dying. Amazing. Did you know?
So
and then
good.
Kristen walks in, and I wrote down that she looked like a paragliding letter H. She looked like, her dress looked like the letter H, but her arms were out, so she looked like she was like, perhaps like being pulled by a boat. And she was like, seriously, Tom Tom, I'm the letter H today.
I miss the crutches. I really wish the crutches were back.
She really recovered quickly.
Yeah, she really did. She's like, that didn't work. Carter made up with me, so I don't need crutches anymore. So Katie's like, wow, Bubba, this is so cool. Like, this could be the first step to a Vanderpump life. Like, swans, and then a moat, and then a Bentley. I'm like, well, you'll probably have a duck near you at some point, and I'm sure you'll have a moat that won't come down. Otherwise, keep dreaming, sister.
Yeah, she was like, it's going to be it's a step towards a life with a moat and swans and a black Bentley with a KMS stitched in the seats. I'm like, well, maybe a puddle with a pigeon and like a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah. You know, everyone assumes that waiters are really good at math, but let me tell you, as one, we know what 20% means, and that's about it. Okay? No one understands what 5% even is. She's like, that's amazing. We're going to be rich, Baba.
I also, like, in just in general, when all the women walked in, they were dressed like they were going to some sort of, like, Kardashian convention. It was, like, Calabasas times 12, and I'm like, you guys are going to a construction site.
Calabasas. Picket white fences, Baba.
Yeah, so 5%.
So number two is like, whoa, you guys are like wags. Yeah, wags. Which, for anybody who only sticks to Bravo, I believe wags are soccer wives.
Thank you.
That's what a wag is. Thank
well,
you.
I mean, technically a wag is like a society lady, right? Like, I'm a wag.
Oh, I don't know. But I think wags is like a soccer wives, American girl soccer.
Yeah. No, that's a common acronym. Wives American.
I don't know. I don't know why I even brought that up. Like, we're not talking about a million other things. We really need to get back to Joseph and the Technicolor amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Okay.
And I guess now would be a good time. We used to do this with Geraldine Parsons Smith, but I think now would be a good time because we're starting to now get questions on social media about who is Trixie Monocle. She is not a real person. She is who we, well, in certain ways she is, because we believe she's the one who sings all the royalty-free music. Okay, so now you guys know. Now you know.
Way to ruin it, Ben. Jesus.
Not ruining it. I'm letting people in on the joke so that they can enjoy
guys,
the rest
if
of...
you don't clap, Tinkerbell has to come back to life anyway because the bitch isn't really dead. Okay, you stupid children. Jeez, Ben. Thanks for ruining everything. Trixie Monocle was discovered in the Ladies of London, and Bravo was like, you know what? Alan Lazar is really an alcoholic, drug-addicted, woman-beating son of a bitch. I'm just kidding. I'm slandering somebody.
I just didn't want to have to respond to all the questions tomorrow, okay? I saw myself having to be like, no, Trixie Monocle isn't real. She's not real. And I want to, like, let's
don't
like, nip
tell
it in the butt.
Me I'm not real, you son of a bitch. I'm real. I'm real.
Does this sound fake to you? I am the queen. And guess what? The queen is me.
Guess what? Because the queen is me rhymes with Trixie! Real. You just got Trixied. Okay. You just got life coached. Okay. Yeah. So Tom and there's more. Oh, yeah. Okay. So Lisa comes in and she's like, hello.
She's wearing bell bottoms and ruffles. But before Lisa walks in, though, Brittany starts talking to Sheena and Kristen, and she's like, yeah, guess what? You know what? Jax is like, he wants to move to another apartment in the building, and guess what? That's not going to happen. He's not gonna stay in the same building. If he's going to stay in the same building, then I'm not going to stay there, okay? I'm not going to stay there. Again, I'd like to reference the photo from April 10th of them together, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
I would like to reference Sheena's face in that scene. Because it was off the wall, cuckoo bird, cray cray. And I wish that, okay, you can't see me, so I'm just going to make the noise of what it made.
Wow, that was like from Evil Dead.
That was the sound of Sheena's face. I was like, I cannot believe your face can even move that much.
It's like The Shape of Water. It's the sound of Sheena's face.
I love like, the sound of my body.
You have to feed Sheena hard-boiled eggs. I'm really a goddess.
Oh my god. Shape
meanwhile,
of my body.
Brittany's miming, locking the door with Jax, moving out their bags. Look at that. It worked.
She's putting a chair under the doorknob. You're like, what are you doing?
Oh, I just locked Jax out of the apartment. You're like, we're at Tom Tom. Yeah, but I mimed it, so it should work.
Bloop, 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 bloop. I'm at the panic room.
She's like, hold on. I gotta check my ADT. Hold on. Boop, 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 boop. Brittany, you don't boop in miming.
I know. Stassi's like, she's really sweet, but she's one of the worst fucking mimes I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
Because you know Stassi's been keeping tabs on her favorite mimes. I was in Paris with Christina Kelly, and we saw such a fucking good mime. It's like, this is a travesty what Brittany's doing.
It's amazing the people that start coming out of the bushes when you're wearing a beret.
I tried to mime, but I was like, this is too quiet AF.
Oh, okay. So let's see. Yeah, Brittany's like, if he stays in that building, I will not. And Sheena's like, you got a great job. You got a great life. You got great tits. Bye.
I wonder if there's a hard hat around here I could put on later on. So, yeah. So then Jack shows up and he's in what I felt was a very, I actually felt like it was a strong suit. I thought he looked good in it, considering his body challenges. I think I mentioned that either earlier tonight at some point. I don't know when. But he shows up. So Lala's giving Brittany a pep talk, you know, like, he boom, boom, me, me, my, me, momo. You be strong.
She's like, I feel like Jax is like awkward, like a dog with a tail between his legs. Like, shishu ban shashu. And she's like, well, you did this, Lala. You told him to come. You deal with it.
Jeez. Or wait, or was she saying that Jax is the one who did this? So he, that makes more sense.
That probably makes more sense.
What did Lala do? Jesus Christ. Yeah, she sang a couple songs about her badge. Leave her alone. She just got to the top of La La Mountain. Just leave her alone, Brittany.
So, so Lisa Vanderpump arrives, and Tom Sandoval is very excited to show off his special gadget. He has the only machine in America that makes frozen shots. It's basically like, it looks like it's some sort of like carbon, what do you call it? Liquid nitrogen situation where there's like looks like little egg holders things, and you pour liquid into it and you close it and it makes a frozen shot of booze. I'm like, how long before one of these guys loses a finger on this thing? They're like,
no kidding. It's like Fear the Walking Dead, which is like before the Walking Dead happened. And it's like, oh my God, this is when Jax just loses his nose, you know, because you know he's just going to snort a line of coke off that thing one night and get another thing.
Well, they're going to be talking to some girl at the bar and like lean in and someone's going to put their hand on the ice machine and they're going to pull their hand up and there'll be no fingers attached.
They're going to have a lot of hurt nipple lawsuits in that bar from when girls are like, hey,
mom, Jesus Christ, woo, 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 I'm here to fix you. Here, I got a needle and thread. I'm going to sew you up.
And she just starts miming
the sewing. Miming like she's in the ER.
She's like, she just has her hands forward, like just pushing forward. It's like, no, Brittany, you don't sew people up with a sewing machine. She's like, hold on, scalpel. I got stuck.
Scalpel, saw.
Brittany has her hands forward, like in like holding them like in little circles, and she starts hunching over and walking around. They're like, Brittany, what are you doing? She's like, I'm pushing Jax around in his wheelchair. So they are they give the this icy shot machine a whirl. The only one in America. I would actually like, why is it the only one in America? Like, why is there something? It's like
probably not legal because it probably couldn't get approved here by the FDA or something,
right? It's like the Unarrested Development, the what's that, the cornballer or something like that, you know, where every time they touch it they get like a third degree burn. Like, I would want to know why it is not at like Tao or someplace like that, you know.
Well, it's probably because the rest of America has discovered that like mixing bowl and not antifreeze, but what do they put in it to make the instant ice cream?
It's liquid nitrogen. It's like liquid bullshit. Nitrogen,
yeah.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, I've been to like five of those places. They just suddenly were everywhere. Everyone's like, oh my God, we saw it on Shot.
Yeah,
and it's totally a KitchenAid mixer with liquid nitrogen, and it automatically freezes ice cream. Isn't that crazy?
Cold yeah, and then that ice cream freezes like it melts a second later. It's like not a real frozen state; it's a fake frozen state.
Yeah, so this one's like that, but it's shaped like a gigantic U magnet,
or it looks sort of like an escargot plate, you know?
Yes, which it probably is. Nick Lane is probably just fucking with Tom.
Maestro.
He's like, I'll need another $25,000 investment for you to get this U-shaped giant magnet, quote unquote, shot freezer. Oh, Nicolaine, you're amazing. Let's swing on a pendulum together for the rest of our lives.
We can pretend we are that moon guy from McDonald's in the 80s. Mac the Knight.
Okay, so Lisa is like, ooh. And everyone's looking at her.
Because she's like, trying the shot, right?
I love that. A frozen drink. We shall call this a margarita pump. No! A pina pump chata. No!
A pump dory.
A pump dory power sour. Dower.
Dopey Tower. Catherine, yeah, it's like that. Power Tower, Dower, Dower.
Yes, did I tell you yet that you've improved a great deal and I appreciate you? All right, just point me to the next one.
It's like Ken's just like the old boss, like rumbling around, handing everybody their bonuses.
Yeah,
thank you for stopping stealing the office supplies. It's been a great help to us.
You get a bonus for doing such good mind work. Yes. I hope you do get out of that box, and I'm sure that elevator will come someday.
Put it in my purse. Ha ha, fell on the floor. You didn't believe hard enough, Ken.
So she, Vanderpump's like, what a wonderful job you did. Oh, that's called approval. Milk it because it's almost over.
Yeah. And then they then Tom shows off his next great triumph, which is the uniform. He's like, see here, it's like a totally breathable shirt, and it's like short sleeve, and it's got like goes with a vest that goes under it. But to make sure you know who works at TomTom, they all have a button that says TT. Oh. It's like a tiny, 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 tiny button that says TT, which I don't know how you're going to see in the dark.
Well, it's also giving people mixed messages, you know, because like a lot of people are like, where do I go, TT? You're gonna have a lot of wet waiters. Okay, it's a good thing those things are stain resistant. He's like, I found these vests that do not absorb water. They are amazing. Polyester. No, Lisa, god, duh.
They're all walking around in scuba outfits.
Dude, it's like a bodysuit but for waiters.
TT but underwater.
Who doesn't, brah?
Brittany's now doing the butterfly.
We're underwater, right? Gosh, this is a tiring exercise.
Someone fix Brittany.
blow bubbles, kick, 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 kick.
So, Tom,
I got some chlorine in my eyes. I found Dory.
So Lisa Vanderpump winds up next to Jax, and they have this very weird moment that escalates very quickly in ways that don't really make sense, because she's, like, next to him, and she's like, excuse me, you know, something like that, and then Jax is like, oh, hi, and then my satellite cut out for, like, a second, and when it came back, he was like, I can leave if you want. I can leave if you want. I can leave.
That's like, you literally miss nothing. This is what happened. She goes, well, excuse me. You look startled.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised you're here. Do you want me to leave? I can just leave. I didn't say that, Jax. Oh, okay, fine. Well, I'll stay then. I will talk. Well, I want to talk to you, actually. No, Jax, we'll talk later. Oh, fine. You just want me to leave? Fine. Okay. And I said, we'll talk later. God.
They got so mad at semantics, and it was like this. And Jax was like willing her to say that, want him to leave, because he's like, I'll leave. She's like, no, I didn't say you should leave. Then I'll stay. Don't stay. So you want me to leave? Perhaps not. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want me to do? I want you to sit there, and then we'll have a talk later. Well, I want to talk now. We'll talk later.
Yeah, how about not show up and give me fucking attitude? What is it with every fucking aging ex-pretty boy on this show showing up and trying to be a housewife and going up against Vanderpump at the last episode? Like, bitch, this is not Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, okay? Yeah. You are old men. Now, pat down your meth face, put your hair gel in, do your damn job.
Well, what was really annoying about Jax is that at first he tries to be nice when he was like, oh, he's like, listen, he's basically saying, like, I don't want to cause any trouble. Like, I'll leave if you want me to. And she's like, no, I didn't say leave. And he's like, well, actually, it's funny because I was actually wondering if we could have a talk. And she's like, we'll talk later. And he's like, well, fine, then I'll leave. Like, almost like he's doing her a favor by volunteering to have this discussion. And then he gives attitude when she says no. It's like, no, sorry, it's not going to be on your terms.
Yeah, so she's like, well, speaking of Jax, let's go look at the big hole. So they all go outside. They all go outside, and there's, sure enough, a big hole in the ground.
Yeah, they're
Did
all...
they explain what that was?
I think it was like they're building a foundation for like another part of the restaurant back there. And Sheena, of course, the geography maven that she is, she like looks to the right. She's like, "That's Pump right there." I'm like, "It's literally, it's like it says Pump like, like the next, the next like building over." And she's like pointing it out, like she just found like she found like Sierra Madre or something. Is that the Sierra Leone? What's no? That's a country. What's the hidden treasure?
I'll stick with Sierra Madre.
How about El Dorado?
I was texting back Katie Cazorla. I'm sorry.
I know, she just texted us.
For a second. I know. She's like, come over. Come over to the karaoke place. I'm here till 2.
I'm like,
we are going on the Amy Phillips podcast.
Oh, yeah. The radio show tomorrow.
We are going on Amy Phillips tomorrow.
And we have to be up at 7. And we're podcasting now. And on top of that, I'm doubly distracted because I'm looking out my window as I podcast. And someone across the street is showering. But they have one of those like frosted windows, and so I see their shadow. It's like very much like a movie where you see a shadow of someone showering. It's like very, it's kind of funny, but it's distracting.
Starring Melanie Griffith across the street in the 80s.
Yeah. It's like I'm gonna see her get murdered and be like, oh my god, what happened? You guys, someone just got murdered on the podcast. Their shadow got murdered.
Jax will figure it out. Get back in your wheelchair, Jax.
Does anyone know where the ICU is? Hey, I see you, Jax. There you are.
I found gold.
Okay, back in the big hole.
So Sheena's like, there's Pomp. So now they go inside.
Oh my god, where are we right now? It's totally Pomp.
And Kristen's like, oh my god, this is gonna be like our new hangout. Like, this is like literally a bar crawl. I love that Kristen sees a giant hole and just literally thinks of crawling.
When she says bar crawl, she truly means like crawling around like the girl from The Ring coming out of the well. She's like, that's how she gets from bar to bar. She just crawls around with hair down in her face.
Mixed with Dig Dug. She's just like, oh my god, there's fresh sand. Mixed with We're crawling through it.
She's like, I want to terrorize you, but I also want to dig in the sand because there might be something in there. So it's like The Ring meets Dig Dug meets probably Tremors as well. There's a worm down here. She just complains about the worm. The worms don't even bother her. She's like digging and the worm just goes shooting right by her. I mean, the worm didn't even say hi.
Kristen would not be fazed by any horror movie. She's like, oh my god, there's so many birds. Ugh, the birds. Ugh.
Seriously? What? Like, when are we going to take care of the bird situation? Ugh.
Seriously, why are you calling me right now? Where'd you get your number? I'm not fucking answering the door. Just tell me.
Seriously, I'm trying to cook popcorn in the kitchen. Stop calling here.
Okay.
Get out of my dreams and into my car, Freddy Krueger.
So then we get to see Sheena find Lisa's pink card hat. And she goes, she's like, ah! And she goes up to Rob and she goes, I literally want to wear this tonight. You want me to like literally wear this tonight? And she just ignores her.
She goes, when she puts it on, she goes, I wanted to show up in one of these and how perfect that one was just hanging there. Yeah, like, what a shock that there's a hard hat in a construction zone, right?
Yeah, you totally secreted that hard hat, you idiot.
Oh my god.
So she's trying to flirt with Rob, right? She's like, Rob, I'm gonna wear this and that one. And he's like, oh wow, this drink, there's smoke coming out of it. She's like, Rob, god, totally not even paying attention to me. I am totally wearing this tonight, is what I said. He's like, smoke and a drink. Is this Scorpion's ass? Because I swear I've had this before. Maybe in Paris, France. Like, God, Rob.
And also in the midst of this, someone gave Sheena a drink. She goes, thank y'all.
Oh my god. Thank y'all.
So then, so Rob just fully ignores her, even though she's right there, like blinking, like she's Felix the cat, like just blinking and smiling and waiting for him to notice. And he's like looking everywhere but there. He's like, hey, check out Brittany doing that awesome mime show over there in the corner. That's cool. Uh-oh.
Brittany's like, thank God Nick Lane brought me this pendulum.
She's just running back and forth, holding like an invisible beach ball, pretending it's a pendulum.
Wow, this pendulum certainly swings.
They're like, does anyone want to tell Brittany that her staircase is more effective if she actually goes down it instead of just like moving forward in it? She's like stomping, but like not descending. So
every time I have to come downstairs and yell at Jax, I literally feel terrible for hurting my art like that.
Jax, don't make me come downstairs and yell at you. Okay, I guess I will. Bye, everyone.
Stomp, stomp, stomp. So
okay.
So Sheena's still walking around in her hat, and then someone says, "Sheena, you look really cute in that hard hat." And she goes, "Where's the mirror?" I'm like, it's a construction site.
So she whips out her phone and starts staring at herself and laughing and giggling at herself all alone, which was just the funniest fucking thing. I don't know. That's just such a great way to capture Sheena. It's like capturing Sheena in her element, you know? And Rob is talking to Jax, and Rob is like,
"Well,
yeah, what'd I miss?"
James.
I missed James. Jax and James. Sorry.
Yeah, well, because first Jax is... First Jax goes up to James, and he's like, "Hey, man, heard about your showcase. Heard it was really awesome." He's like, "Yeah, thanks, man." He's like, "Yeah, you know, I couldn't go because, you know, Brittany and I, and, you know, it's for the best, really, because, you know, she wants to have kids, and I don't want to have kids, and it's for the best. I think this is the thing that we need to do." It's like, oh, God, Jax is one of those people who, like, will take any form of conversation and turn it into whatever woes he's going through.
Yes, and he's like, you know, if you're not happy, you just got to move out. And James goes, "Oh, yeah, she went home with some guy she met in and out the other night." Jax goes, "No, she didn't." He goes, "That's what Lala told me."
To be fair, Brittany was just practicing her miming skills. Now I'm going in, now I'm going out. Now I'm in the door, now I'm at the door.
That sign told me in and out. I just did what it told me.
Like, everyone's Trixie waiting again in the restaurant because she keeps going back and forth.
Yeah, Trixie comes back in. "All right, one more time we're going to try this. Sign, sign everywhere, sign." Stop it, Trixie.
Trixie's like, "In and out, that's a great song. In and out, in and out. That's what this country is all about." I'm sorry, Trixie. You actually sang a song that does have royalties. Oh, for crying out loud, Paul. How can I work in this environment?
How can I get water from a well that's dry?
I'd like to
ask you, Ether.
Wait a second. Dry, dry well. Well is dry. Dry, dry well. No water in the well. Guess what? I found water.
Hold on, Trixie. I'll help you with that well.
Hey, Trixie, can I pour you a drink of water? Do, 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 do. Here you go.
Is Brittany pretending to milk a cow? No, that's her trying to pull up a well bucket.
Oh, I don't know why she's crouching for the well.
Okay, it's a very low well. Is like, Kristen, it makes me happy.
Invisible Kristen comes out of the mime.
She's like, "Whoa, 1 minute I was in that big hole in the back, and now I'm here. How did this happen?
There's a worm down there.
Don't talk about it."
Hey,
may or have not have fingered that worm.
Did you guys notice that the invisible pillows around the invisible well were really oddly arranged?
So James is like, "It makes me happy to see Jack sad because he's been trying to ruin my relationship." It's like cut to Raquel, like,
"Is that ice? How did that work?"
He's like, "Find a chick your own age and move. Bye."
Is that ice? How does that work? Magnets. What do they do?
So now Rob is talking to Jax, and Jax is like, "Well, you know, it's really hard on me. How's it going with you guys?" And Rob's like, "I'm like, how about you get divorced first,
yeah,
and then we'll start talking about getting married." And he's like, "She put you on a pedestal. Like, she did that with Shay too." I was like, "No, because that would have required Shay stepping up at least one fucking time in his life."
Yeah, exactly. She's more like she's shown a spotlight on Shay. Maybe it was that. Yeah, but that was amazing. Rob is like, "I tell Sheena this all the time. If you want to get married, you got to get a divorce. Let's just enjoy dating each other for a while." And Sheena's just like, smiling in the corner.
Yeah, and he goes, "You know, sometimes I've just got to be a man, and I've got to say, pump the brakes, okay?"
And I know those bricks work because I just installed them in 7 minutes or less.
And then cut to Sheena standing there taking selfies of herself in the hard hat going,
"Oh my God, I love it."
Rob, wow. Really glad that we have another fucking arrogant asshole man on this show.
But he's like, not to give him a pass, but he's like normal arrogant as opposed to like exceedingly... Prick. No, but like he is a prick as much as like if you say someone's arrogant, he's like arrogant. But, like, he is nothing compared to the awfulness of Jax and Patrick. I mean, I can't even wait till we get to the Patrick part, because that's going
to
be great.
He's at least comparable to Patrick. So. He's fucking awful.
No, I don't think
up there trying to talk to him, and he just completely ignores her, and then makes all of his friends, all of her friends clean his house while he sleeps. I mean, this guy, what a piece of shit.
I don't know. I think he's arrogant, but I don't think he's... Listen, that is Amber Valletta's half-brother you're talking about.
Don't give a shit.
Respect
who that
Amber Valletta's immediate family, please. Because you don't know what lies beneath. So,
James... Oh, she was in What Lies Beneath? I love that movie. Yeah, that was Michelle Pfeiffer, no?
And Amber Valletta. Remember? Oh, she's in the tub.
She was dead one?
Yeah.
Who do I care? Dead.
Yes, so what? It's Amber Valletta. She was also in Revenge, more importantly. So
she was terrible in Revenge. Wasn't she the one in Revenge that was like the poor one?
No. She was the one who was the mistress, the husband's mistress, who Madeline Stowe hated, but they had this she got like thrown off a roof and stuff.
She's the terrible actress, that blonde chick.
Oh my God, she was my favorite. Remember, she got thrown off the roof and got amnesia.
I'm sorry, I'm just so mean to somebody who didn't even appear on the show. I'm sorry, but that was terrible. But God, I miss Revenge.
No, she was great. So anyway, so James is talking to Jax, and he's like, "Oh yeah, guess what? I just overheard Sheena talking to Brittany, and Sheena was like, don't worry, girl. Don't worry, girl. You got a great job, and you're hot, and you got great tits.'" And Jax is like, "That I paid for." I'm like, "You made her get those tits. Don't act like she." I can't.
Stop walking around bragging that you got a Groupon tit deal, Jax.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting that you put Groupon tits in your girlfriend in the first place.
Yeah.
But, like, triple disgusting that you're bragging about it.
Yeah.
Triple
always.
D disgusting, See,
that's
sir.
That to me, I think, is like, he isn't. Whatever you think about Rob, I think Jax is worse and Patrick is worse.
Yes, I'm not. Look, I'm not going to pick who's worst. I mean, that's like.
Well, that's what I was arguing. Fight. I was arguing
that. It's an unwinnable fight, but he's fucking terrible.
Well, either way, we then see Lisa Vanderpump. She pulls Lala to the side, and she's like, "Lala, I'm so happy for you. I heard you were wonderful singing your songs on the stage for 12 people. What a happy thing for you. I'm so proud of you."
I did it. I did this for you. I told you. Aren't you glad you listened to me and finally became the Lala that you deserve to be? I discovered you.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, lady, she's not fillers.
And Lala's like, you know what? I will die a happy bitch. I'm going to die a happy bitch. I miss my mama.
Yeah. You should have as much confidence as I do. Now stop sniveling and running back to that Saudi boat to get peed on by strangers. I've created a monster.
Oh, you're so rude. So rude.
Have we just met? Listen, if I read a Saudi whore comment in one thread, it doesn't matter how long ago it was, I will never forget it. Okay? And it links so many Bravo people together.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm just going to sidestep that and get to the Toms. Like a Britney, look at me. I'm on a ledge of a building right now. Sidestep, sidestep, sidestep. Is Britney doing the electric slide over there?
Why is Britney pretending she's trying to escape Miss Hannigan?
It's like the first time Britney's done something that people can guess what she's doing.
So the Toms hand Lisa their checks, and it's like, she's like, "Well, congratulations. You are now officially junior, associate, minor partners.
With shovels, congratulations. Now get digging."
You shall report to Chef Joe.
Two's like, "You know, when I moved here, I just had like $3,200 to my name, and now look at me."
"Yes, I gave you all that money you have, and now you're reinvesting it in the cause. I'm so proud of you, and I cannot wait to pin my upcoming tax evasion issues on you."
"Now, congratulations. You have 24 hours to find your true love. After that, your voice will be mine forever."
Ah, 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 ah
octopus is scary.
And closed. So party at Sir. Okay, so no, well, party at Pump. No. They go to Pump.
Yeah, because Ariana gives Tom a saber, and so as a gift, and then he like sabers off this champagne bottle, like "Welcome to Tom Tom," and then this is when
we get a speech. Dinga dinga dinga.
Brittany, you can stop. You don't actually have anything in your hands.
Oh, I thought I was making that noise.
It's Liberty Bell, Lisa.
All right.
Happy birthday, America.
All right, Brittany, sit down. Brittany, can you sit down like that in that pretend chair?
I'm not going to give up my shot.
All right, now she's miming Hamilton, walking in circles.
I found Pepper.
All right, Brittany. All right.
The world turned upside down.
Wait, I found Pepper? What?
Because she was in Annie before. Oh, my God. Get your Annie knowledge together, Ben.
You know, Annie is going to be at the Hollywood Bowl this summer, but we're...
Seen it, been there, done that, done with it, okay? I'm never watching anybody again. I've seen Nell Carter play Miss Annie again. I'm done.
Well, I think we'll be out of town anyway. So,
Oh, Annie burn. Damn.
Look, I let you know that there'd be Annie would be playing, and then I was like, guess what? We're not going to Annie. Oh, new song. You're not going to Annie. You're not going to Annie. Cause instead, you're gonna sit on your fanny.
Lock I'm that still one getting in, paid Paul. For that. I'm still getting paid.
Paul, lock that one in. I'm not going to Annie. Oh tomorrow, God. Tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow, you're never just a day away.
Hey, how many days away is tomorrow anyway? No one's ever explained that to me.
If it's only a day away, how come we never get to it?
No. Oh, so Vanderpump's like, dinga dinga. Over the years, I've seen some of you grow up and some of you not grow up at all. His name rhymes with Paxi Paxi Jaxi Waxy Wax.
Ussy Pussy Wussy.
But congratulations to my tiny little baby not owning a bit of anything, not even owning as much as sale tax partners. Chom chom!
So let's go to Pump.
Yes,
so
okay.
We can funnel more money into my business.
Party yes, so they all head to Pump, where there's no threat of anyone inhaling sawdust. And Katie and Stassi are just talking, and they're like, it's so weird. Like, it's a real bar. It's like Central Perk or the Peach Pit. Stassi's like, that's from Beverly Hills 90210, right? Kate's like, yeah. So then the scene stealer of the episode, Patrick, shows up. And of course, he looks totally disinterested. He's like, so cool. Because, you know, he's really fastidious about where he goes out at night. Yeah, I'll just use fastidious wherever I want to. Yeah. So he shows up like, yeah, look at me. I'm such a hero.
Just... yeah, he really did. And Jax is like, whoa, that's Patrick. Oh, shit, I've never even seen Patrick. Have you seen Patrick? God, that's Patrick.
I thought he looked more like a starfish. He actually kind of does look like Patrick the starfish, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really does. He does have that kind of cartoony face.
Yeah.
So... Lisa's so sorry, Brittany. I'm forgetting where I'm laughing too hard.
Here, I'll take over.
So Jax is like, have you seen him? And Tom's like, no. And he goes, that's him. And then he literally grabs his collar and starts adjusting it like Luann on Real Housewives when she gets confronted with Dennis. She's like,
Oh. By the way, Forever Countess on available on iTunes now. So Brittany, she's sitting with Adam and Lala, and she's like, Brittany, like, she's saying, Adam is such a gentleman. Like, he is so nice. Like, he is a real nice man. He has shit for brains. That's coming from me, but he's still real nice. And she was like, yeah, like, if I was, like, trying to set you up with someone for, like, an easy fuck, like, I know a lot of, like, really shitty people I could have, like, introduced you to, but, like, Adam's, like, a good guy. Like, he's good.
Yeah, is this where Brittany's like, I've literally never texted someone so respectful. Because, like, right when I broke up with Jax, I texted Adam. Sorry, Adam. Sorry. But I texted, and he texted me right back. And she was like, yeah, I could have set you up with a loser, but this guy talks spot. She goes, you're hot, huh? Everybody has a crush on Brittany. I'm like, everybody!
She just gets up and runs laps around the bar.
Well, you can't in that bar, because you may not be in danger of inhaling duster or or dust, but you are in danger of dying over a giant pot. And I'm so glad they showed all those giant planters everywhere. It looks like Alice in Wonderland in there. It really does.
It really does. It's like Sheena running around and hitting a planter is like when you play Super Mario and you do a long jump and you hit a wall back and it goes boom, and then Mario just falls down.
You know, I've hurt my knees more in that restaurant than I have being a homosexual.
So, yeah, Adam's a really nice, he's a really respectful texter. Like, he will send you a poop emoji, and he means it. Now they're like, now it's time to do some shots. They're doing shots. And Lisa Vanderpump, meanwhile, is like clutching her invisible manila folder. She's like, oh, Ken, I need water. I'm a little drunk from those frozen Midori pumptini shots. Ken! Ken,
I'm moving towards the light. I'm moving towards the light.
Ken, Ken, I want you to paint me. Paint me, Ken.
There's a little tiny woman asking me to come towards the light, Lisa.
No.
I'll be right back.
No, I'm the king of the world, Ken.
So James comes over and he's like, all right, my turn. And she's like, oh, hello, Jamesy James. Have a seat down, Mr. Jax Taylor.
And he does, James does his, like, schoolboy, like, sweet James schoolboy act. He goes, hello, Lisa. May I sit down for a second? Oh, yes, you broken bird. You've been burned by the pizza oven, haven't you?
Hello, good ma'am. Good day. What a lovely day for weather. May I watch you have your afternoon tea, mum?
And Ken's like,
well, before I'm going to take Jiggy for a wee-wee, but before I go, I want to say something to him. You are doing much better. And, sir, you have that, you know, that Tuesday's amazing night. So here's my... Tia, what a night. So here's a envelope full of cash. Don't count it. It's a lot of money. Sorry. Sorry about that.
And then James, he fans his eye as if he's like crying. He's like, wow. Wow, a gesture. I'm like, don't do that. Don't do the fan thing. Like, you're accepting an award, like an Academy Award. Like, I wasn't prepared for this. Okay, I wasn't prepared. He pulls out, like, a little speech. He literally did.
But that poor guy, I mean, he hasn't been handed cash. It's not, like, shoved up his G-string by that old gay dude he lives with for a very long time, okay? Someone's actually given him clean cash in an envelope. And he does act like he wins, because Vanderpump's like, well, guess what? I've watched you very closely, Tia Scent. And it seems that you've made leaps and bounds. And I want you to start working at Surigan. You can start right now by bringing me some water. And he's like, I would like to thank the Academy, Mum. The Queen, Mum.
This is a dream. To be chosen to be a busboy. What a dream. What a dream to come true for me right now, my love, right now. I'd like to thank my mom and George Michael and my dad and my friend Nathan. Everyone, thank you.
And now, a song by the Oscar-nominated writer of the music for the film Tia Scent, Miss Trixie Monocle. Take it away, why? Take it away, why?
All right, so we're done here then, ma'am.
Yes, take it away, James.
So James goes over to, we see like a brief glimpse of Logan, and so James goes over to Logan, who's with Sheena and like Jeremy and Raquel, and he's like, guess what, I got my job back and I got paid. That's James Kennedy 1 and Jax Taylor 0. I'm like, these are very low stakes at whatever competition you have right now.
Did someone say low stakes? Where? I'm looking on the ground. I lost my earring once. I didn't find it for 3 weeks.
Excuse me. Let me look through my binoculars for those low stakes. Let me adjust the focus on these binoculars for a second here. Uh-oh. I'm going to turn my binocular hands other way around my eyes. And guess what? I'm a pilot in a biplane.
Wait. Why are you typing on me?
You said you were a pilot.
Not a palm pilot, Jax! Flying! Oh,
pilot.
I thought you were just being a useless piece of old technology. Sorry, my bad.
Jax, why are you lighting so many fires right now? Oh, I thought you were a pilot light. I thought it was safe to light fires because your pilot light was on.
Yes. How long do you think that pilot lights have to train to be pilot lights? It's not an easy job if you think about it. Always being relied on to start fires.
So now speaking of Brittany, Adam is we're back to Adam and Brittany, and he's saying he's not trying to start problems, and you know Brittany's like really beautiful and stuff, and Sheena. Sheena like goes over by Jax, and Jax is like, I see what Brittany's trying to do. I see what she's trying to do. And Sheena's like, whatever Brittany wants to text, that's on her. Sort of like how
I'm
like
my heart at.
And she also he's like, I see what you're doing over there, trying to set her up. She's like, I'm right in front of you, Jax. I'm literally not over there right now.
It's so funny though, because like Rob can totally set people up in like 7 minutes. I timed him.
Oh my god! James. So I'm lighting a cigarette for this part, because next up, Stassi goes,
"Okay, hey, here Rob. We go."
This is because I know only an hour and 25 minutes in.
This is when we transition from making ridiculous jokes about Brittany miming to ranting, because my rant machine is fired up and ready to go.
Okay, so you do that, because I've got a cigarette ready in the back
door. Light your cigarette, open up your back door.
So she goes, let's meet Lisa. And he goes, that would be amazing. And I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a McGruff the Crime Dog jacket. None of this is going to go well.
Exactly. So Lisa is like over at the bar, and Stassi walks up to Lisa and like taps her on the shoulder. And this was hilarious, because A, she startles Lisa, and B, Lisa's so confused. She does that thing like where she looks out to the left and then to the right. But she does it like 3 times. She's like, what, Stassi! So
I'm sorry, I had ice cream, which turned out to be a tiny little shot that's only available in America. Someone called Nicolaine.
Technically, and we're putting frozen shots on the pendulum. Maestro! So, Lisa, we learned that... So Lisa meets Patrick, and Lisa has actually met Patrick before, very briefly, because she was doing something on Sirius, and that's where Patrick's show is, and she saw him and waved in the window because she knew that he was dating Stassi or whatever, and she's like, oh, we've met before. And Patrick goes, yeah, I liked watching you walk away, to be honest with you. I'm like... Is that really what you're going to lead with? Is that where we're going to go? Is this like that intelligent wit that Tom Schwartz was talking about earlier? Because as far as I can tell, it's like rude to say to anyone that you've pretty much just met, and it's awkward. And I don't know who you think you are, but you do not say that to Lisa Vanderpump unless you are Martin, perhaps. And not and even, I'm not even sure.
She just kind of looks him up and down. She goes, kind words, thank you.
Yes.
So, and Stassi's like, yeah, he's finally here after 4 years. She goes, yes, we've been waiting for you 4 years. So why now? Why now? And he's like, why not? Just, oh, well, that's what I've been saying. Why not? Why not? Like, she's really trying with
this
guy.
Like, yeah, she's like, okay, this guy's a little twerp, but I'm sure he's making good TV, so I'm just going to roll with it. So then she's like, so you guys are good? And Patrick goes, perfect. Aren't all couples? Aren't you with your husband? Which is like so out of line. It's like so obnoxious. I'm like, this is your girlfriend's boss, technically. Like, why? Like, wow. Like, where, what hole in the earth did you crawl out of? Where were you taught that this is a way to talk to someone? Now, I suspect he was like high on something. He just did not even seem like all his facilities were with him. It seemed like a crazy person. But either way, it doesn't give an excuse. It was just like, was this his, like, way of being charming? He thought, was this his version of British humor? This is, like, Dorit style, where you just, like, think you're being so clever and using, like, it's like a, he thinks he's, like, at Dorothy Parker's vicious circle, like lobbing, you know, witticisms and barbed wit, etc. Not that
no, I think the way I took it was that he's been hearing about Lisa Vanderpump from Stassi for years, and he's ready to come up against Lisa Vanderpump and thinks it's going to be some horrible thing, and everything she says he's taking to be a jab, and he's trying to go for her like he's a fucking housewife, because she says, are you guys good? She's not saying how's your relationship,
yeah,
for fuck's sake, you idiot. She's saying, you're at my restaurant, everything good? And he's like,
even if she was
all
saying
couples, aren't you with your husband? And she's like, well, what he just seems to say whatever comes to his mind. It may work on the old radio, but just like Elvis, he'd work on the radio, but it doesn't work with me, mister. Yeah.
He has a man bun for radio. And so, when Patrick says that, Stassi's like, and this is why I'm so in love with Patrick AF, because we're both incredibly dry and sarcastic. I'm like, I don't feel like sarcasm is a good quality in a person. Sorry, Stassi. Like, that's, like, even though I say a lot of sarcastic things, like, it's one thing to say sarcastic things, but to define yourself as sarcastic, sarcastic people are, like, really annoying. You know, I guess maybe you didn't know that.
Really? How dare you? He's like, and now I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah. No, but for real, though, for real, it's like, it was a weird moment where she was defending this really boorish, obnoxious behavior. And so,
well, she's trying to defend something that she's been excusing for herself for a long time. It's like she's been excusing that behavior to herself. Like, well, he doesn't mean it, or he's just nice, or he's just being funny. And yeah. She's watching his monstrous fucking behavior and seeing how, like, a normal fucking person reacts to somebody who's talking to them like that. And it's not cool. You know, yeah. It's not normal.
She has, like, Stockholm syndrome, except I don't even want to insult Stockholm with Patrick. Like, it's... I don't even know what city deserves to be insulted with, like, with a syndrome that Patrick has or that she has taken on because of Patrick, you know?
She's got Azusa syndrome.
So Lisa turns to Stassi and is like, "Are you sober?" And Patrick's like, "That's kind of condescending." I'm like, "You're the fucking prick who just asked who like made insinuations that Lisa and Ken's marriage is not good." So don't talk about condescending, not in front of the Queen, Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah, she's the queen of condescending, sir.
Okay? Yeah, she's British. It's like baked in, okay? You should be honored.
And she goes, "Well, it's just that you're not yourself. I've never seen you at a loss for words." And she's like, and Patrick just rolls his eyes and walks off in his, like, drunk McGruff the Crime Dog jacket.
Yeah, he's like, "All right, I think we've exhausted this, okay? I'm a little fastidious right now."
Stassi's just upset, and you're not sure yet if she's upset that he was such an asshole, but it turns out she's upset with Lisa.
Yeah.
Lisa's like, and she goes, I'm gonna go protect my boyfriend right now, and then, like, chases him down.
Like, he's a delicate husk, a delicate flower that needs to be protected by Stassi. Like, what does he need to be protected by? He has, like, a radio show on Sirius XM. Like, he probably talks as much shit as we do, you know? Like, he doesn't need to be protected. He's, like, afraid. Well, she's... imagine that he's probably afraid that, like... Well, from what we heard, that, like, when he goes on... His big reservation coming onto the show is that people are going to come and be mean to him on the internet, which is what we're doing right now. So maybe that's what Stassi was doing, was, like, "I'm going to go protect him so that way he doesn't, like, look so bad on TV." But it was, like, protect him from what? Like, the ingrown hairs of his excised man bun?
There's no protecting you from that. Thank God he's found pomade, though, because they're soft.
Yeah.
But I think she's saying, "I'm protecting him because you're being mean." You know? Like, she's right. Just, like, you just got Lisa'd.
Exactly. Kind of she's
looking at it.
Which is what I was basically saying, that he was afraid he was going to come on the show and get, like, torn apart.
Yeah, well, no one made him come on this show, and no one made him start dating a reality star either. And I'm sick of these guys pretending like, "Oh, I'm not here for the show, I'm here for you, baby." Yeah, right, really? Because right when the show ends, you're both fucking gone, both you and Rob. Where the fuck are you guys?
Yeah,
both exactly. Of you. So fuck off, you two. Like, "Oh, we're too good for this." You're on Sirius, you're not too good for this, sir.
Yeah.
And the other one, I don't even know what you do, but have fun with your rentals and Big Bear. Like, both of you, so, get the fuck over yourself.
So then we see Jax, and now he's babbling to James.
Shit heel to another. It's like, Jesus Christ. Now we're just going down the road of, like, every asshole. And now every man who's they show, I'm like, "Well, he just cheated on his girlfriend. Well, that one just emotionally abused his." It's like, nice work, man.
And Jax is just, he's just speaking in all sorts of bullshit. You know, he's like, "You know, but, like, when you love someone, what do? You set them free." Like, he's the hero in this situation because he dumped Brittany after she, like, stayed with him after all that bullshit, which was on her, by the way. But he's, like, now, he's, you know, passing himself in this, like, heroic light.
If you
love
them, you set them free. You don't, like, lock them in a cage first and, like, you know, treat them like crap and then set them free.
And then hump another bird. You don't hump another bird and then let the other bird go. Well, the other bird's like waiting.
You don't yell at the bird for not knowing how to make a proper ham sandwich and then kick it out of the goddamn cage, Jax.
Yeah, you finally train the bird to say, "Ham sandwich!" And then once it does, you let it go and it's like, has no use for saying ham sandwich ever again. And it's just flying around going, "Ham sandwich! Ham sandwich!" Everyone's like, "Look at that weird bird.
How did a bird get a job at the sandwich counter at Ralph's?"
Ham sandwich! Is that bird going down a staircase?
I think it's flying a plane.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's ham sandwich.
It's a ham sandwich in the sky. Hey, it's like a screensaver, the flying toasters.
So luckily we have Ariana and Tom who are just like in the corner kissing and just happy and in love. But that's not interesting.
Yeah, it is, like, because Tom number two is like, God, look at those two over there. They sure are overcompensating. Hey, guys, I hired a mariachi band for you.
Katie's crying already. So then now Brittany is drunk, and she's talking to Kristen. She's like, let me tell you something. I've been letting this man control me, and it's not happening anymore. Not happening anymore.
She's like, Jolene, please take my man. There, I just flipped the dolly.
It's like, Brittany, are you typing right now?
Sure am. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living.
I am not just some stupid little wilted flower. I'm a steel magnolia.
Straight talking.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. If I ever catch Jax going to the best little whorehouse in Texas, I'll know at least he goes to the best whorehouse. At least he goes to the best one.
It has an A on Yelp.
Either way, it made me cringe every time Brittany said things like this. Like, I've been letting this man control me. It's not happening anymore. It made me cringe every single time because they're back together. And it's just like, oh, why? Broken bed.
The only one winning here is James, who is still, they cut to James just flashing his envelope full of money at people. He's like, money.
Guys, I got $10. Who wants some in and out? Okay. Easy, Brit. Easy.
So Jax, you know, not one to ruin everybody else's night just because he's a piece of shit, is sitting over there moaning and moping to the boys. And Britt's like, can I talk to him? And they're like, of course, dude. Tom number two goes, dude, yeah, dude, sure, of course, dude. And Jax goes, God, I knew this was going to happen.
He's like, oh, be easy on him. No. So Brittany is like, sits down and starts telling Jax, like, you know, you put me through hell and you have to be gone and you have to be out of this building, okay? And he's just like, you're right. I'm wrong. Everything I did was wrong.
I guess I'm wrong about everything. Oh, God.
Jax once again playing the victim of his own. This is a situation that he brought on himself in multiple ways. And now he's like, fine, okay, I guess you're right. I'm wrong. You're right.
Yeah, I can't with these two because Brittany has also brought this on herself.
She has.
Here she is going again, trying to have some like women power speech right before she gets back together.
And then he starts.
So I'm not listening to either one of you fools.
And then he starts doing that annoying thing. He's like, oh, and I haven't done anything for you. I'm like, I don't think like clogging the toilet and leaving it open counts as doing something for Brittany.
And she's like, stop saying you take care of me. I'm getting sick of that. I pay half the bills. I pay half the rent. I walk down 19 flights of stairs every goddamn day in the living room. You never give me any credit for that. He's like, you're not really walking downstairs, you know that, right? Shut up, Jax! I'm not going to let you torment me anymore. You are not going to torment this little lady in a box.
Now, excuse me, this elevator is going down. Let me cross my arms to show it's taking a long time.
So she's like, listen, Jax, I will be fine on my own, and I will be happy on my own, because guess what? I deserve so much better. I'm like, Brittany, I hate to break it to you, but you've already been dumped. Like, it's already over. Like, you're giving him a monologue, like you're dumping him, but he already dumped you. He even says it. He's like, I know.
Really important things to look forward to, like finding that steak that's on the floor.
Those low steaks. I heard there's a worm and a whale. And then but even Jax is like, yeah, I know you deserve better. That's why I broke up with you. She's like, and I deserve to be with someone better. He's like, yeah, that's why I broke up with you.
And I deserve some more in and out.
Yeah, that's, well, I didn't break up with you for that, but I think we both deserve that.
Well, you are not moving down the hall. You are not moving down the hall, and you are not moving down the hall.
And he's like, yeah, I am. And then she just like shoots herself in the face with her fingers. But, you know, she's got to keep her mind going. She literally did do this one, which is funny.
Yeah. And he's like, you don't own that apartment. I'm taking it. Jesus Christ himself isn't taking it. I'm taking it.
Yeah, I'm Jesus like, Christ himself couldn't take it from me. I'm like, Jesus Christ probably wouldn't get into like a rent fight.
Yeah, I think so Jesus. I think Jesus Christ wants like maybe better housing. And by the way, I think Jesus Christ could take it.
And
I'm Jewish, and I'm saying that Jesus Christ could take it. I don't even believe in Jesus Christ, and I can tell you that he could take that apartment from you guys. I think Jesus Christ knows his way around rental laws.
But I feel like Jesus Christ doesn't have any credit. You know what I mean? I feel like it's not like he has bad credit. He would pay his bills, but I don't feel like he's ever bothered to like build credit, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't need a credit card.
Why would he? It's just like multiplying fish outside. He's like, why would I get a credit card to come to pump? I literally hold a fish and made 30, so.
Jesus just comes driving down the hallway on a little cooler. He's like, hey, bro, I'm going to take this apartment now. It's cool. I'll make some wine for you.
He's like, look, I forgive everybody of their sins, no matter who they are or what their sins are, but having a friend's frame over your peephole is really a bad one, so might want to reconsider that.
Oh, gosh, that's why we don't have ours over the peephole. Ours is a
skew. Crack, not a cracker, Jacks!
So Katie goes up to Lisa Vanderpump, and she's like, so, do you meet Patrick? He's great and intelligent, right? And Lisa Vanderpump's like, it was awkward. It was strange. He's on coke, right? So then Patrick is sitting there with Stoss, and he's like, you ready to go? And she obviously doesn't want to go because it's the finale party and it's like fun and it's like a time to be on TV and all this stuff. And she's like, I mean, I guess I can go.
I don't want to leave sad, but, and then Katie has been like telling, basically making Vanderpump feel like she's really upset Stassi by being mean to her boyfriend, you know?
Yes.
In the most respectful ass-kissy way she could. She's like, please don't take away my restaurant. Yeah. But, so Vanderpump runs over.
She, like, swoops down onto an ottoman that was, I don't even know where that ottoman came from. She's like, Max, we've got to coordinate this. I'm running over there. By the time I sit down, just have the ottoman under my butt.
It's just Max with the blanket on top of him.
He's just like, it's Brittany being like, guess what? I can do a table.
A table that goes downstairs.
I don't know who Otto is, but I'm happy to be him.
I'm an Otto woman. Put your feet up on me. So Vanderpump runs over and she's like, come on, guys, we got off to the wrong start. Nancy Boss, it's a special. I was just playing with him because he opened up, you know, with talking about my ass, which I'm totally okay with. And he was like, no, I was definitely saying I liked your ass.
It's like, it was just like,
A, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
And B, you're such a fucking cut fitness. How dare you? To anybody, not even just her.
No, exactly.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's not the way you alone. It's not the way you talk to women. It's not the way you talk to another person. It's not how you talk to someone who's an elder. It's not how you talk to your girlfriend's boss. It's not how you talk to someone you just met. It's like, it's wrong on, like, it just, it's all these check marks. All
and
these
how
check marks.
Dare you make me defend Stassi like this? I mean, over the years, I've gone way up and way down with Stassi. Mostly down, let's be honest. And I'm acting like the mom in the front seat who's like, every time we hit a bump, you know, just like trying to protect Stassi. Okay? Who the fuck is that? I don't want to have to protect Stassi. No one should have to protect Stassi. Shame on you, sir. Shame.
Yeah, the Me
Shame
Too
on
movement.
This whole country.
The Me Too movement was created for guys like this. This is what it is. This is not acceptable behavior. Like, it's only acceptable if it's like, if you guys are like friends and this has been like, you've been given the social cues of like, this is how we joke. And even then, you still have to be kind of careful because what you may think is a social cue may not actually be one from the lady. So like, honestly, this is not.
I think he's honestly trying to start a fight. I don't think he's being, I think he's being like Me Too-y and being like, oh, I'm talking about your ass. I think he's like trying to start a fight with her.
No, I'm not. Well, no, I think that this is genuine. I think he is trying to start a fight because I think he's like, I really actually don't think that he is sober at that moment. I actually think he's like on something. I'm not trying to say that to be like, oh my God, how, look at him. He's on something. Like, I don't, but like, I think that might explain it because he was like, it was so obnoxious. It was so bro. It was so that, like, entitled, like, yeah, I'm a man, and I'm going to talk about your ass, right, to your face. And, like, couched in this idea, you know, if he was, like, approached by, he's like, listen, I'm going to say what's on my mind. She has a nice ass. What's wrong with me pointing it out? She should be flattered, you know? I realize I'm projecting stuff onto it that may not be there, but you know what?
No, it's there. He's just like, trying to make her feel like shit, you know? And, like, he's trying to get her.
Objectifying her.
Yeah.
It's,
he's
like,
just being disgusting. He's just being a fucking pig.
So
she's like, look, all I want is someone who treats you right and loves you. And he's like, why would you talk to her like that when I'm right here? And she goes, because you're here. And she has a history of people who don't treat her right. Give me a break, okay? If you love her and she loves you, I'm great with it. And he's like,
but you know what?
Still have, like, a good ass.
Yeah, he's. He goes, I still think you have a good ass. Well, so then, but before we get to that, though, I just want to go back to what he says. Why would you talk to her that way when I'm sitting right here? It's like, well, why would you talk to Lisa Vanderpump that way when your girlfriend's right there? How do you think it makes your girlfriend feel when you're telling her boss that that she has a nice ass? Like you're not the only one who is, like, put in a weird situation. You know, like, and if you didn't want to be put in that weird situation, don't be such a fucking prick. Don't have these immature moments of, like, social media blockage or going traipsing off to the Van Gogh Museum and shedding a tear and man buns and all that stuff. It was just made my blood boil.
Yeah, he's gross.
So he says, he goes, I still think you have a good ass to Lisa Vanderpump. And she goes, well, it's dropping, like, she's trying to make a joke, which she shouldn't even have to be in a position to have to make nice, and it's bullshit that she does have to make nice. And he goes, girl, when I saw it, it was up. And I'm like, if you're trying to have a reality TV moment, you are, like, so missing the mark on this one.
Total failure. And she's like, okay, well, thank you, good seeing you, blah-de-blah. And he's like, God, I don't want to. I still love your ass, girl. I don't want to see it walk away. And she goes, well, sucks for you. It's like, yeah. Bye.
He goes,
and then Stassi turns to him and goes, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Please, if you break up with me, don't let it be over tonight. Please.
It was shocking. Oh. I thought when she turned to him, she'd be like, I can't believe how you're acting. I can't believe you're saying these things. I'm mortified for what you're doing. And the fact that she turned and was like, I'm so sorry. Don't break up with me. It was like, I don't even know the words. It's just like, I can't believe this. How can you be sitting here telling Brittany, you know, all the things she has to do, and here you are apologizing to this man who acts like a total asshole, who is, and by the way, on top of everything else, this man is supposed to be, is dating Stassi, and he's talking about someone else's ass right in front of her. How disrespectful is that to Stassi?
I don't think you can even start trying to, like, that's disrespectful. This guy's just a piece of shit.
He's a piece,
like,
of shit.
Like, straight across the board.
We know that man bun's grown back. Even if you can't see, it's an invisible. He's miming a man bun as we speak.
This guy is just a piece of shit. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm done with him. Let's move on from him. I can't with him anymore.
So, Stassi's like, you know, if Patrick dumb me, I'd be devastated AF. Like, he's like an arm or a leg. He's like a limb. And, like, what does that say about me? I mean, maybe I have a screw loose. I'm like, you're only noticing this now in season 6, Stassi.
Run, girl.
You could have realized it after the Amazing Race.
So over with James. James is with the girls, and he's
like, before that, also, when they were leaving, Kristen's like, I just have to say how happy I am that Patrick came for Stassi. That is, like, the sweetest thing.
Yeah, tonight, you already mentioned this. Was it on this one or the bonus?
It was on our bonus.
Yeah, where Kristen tweeted, like, if I had known how he acted, I am mortified. So
I like that. A little quick vomit.
Like, I was in the tunnel between the well, Tom Tom, and the ladies' room. Okay, I came out in the smoking alley, didn't know where I was, and then Brittany brought me up with an imaginary rope. It was magical. Okay. Ugh.
I crawled out of my Dig Dug sand for this. So now we actually had a Trixie Monocle throwback, by the way. Did you notice this? It was a return to a song we heard earlier this season where she goes, I went from rags to riches, rags to riches, rags to riches.
Well, I'm glad to know that Trixie Monocle enjoyed the television show Rags to Riches. As I did as well. What a show.
I loved that show. I think I only saw like three episodes, but to me it was like my dream.
There only were like three episodes. That didn't last very long.
It was like originally a TV movie.
What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, it's an old show from the 80s. It was one of the first musical television shows for our generation.
It was just like poor kids who became rich or something. It was on Sunday nights. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's the dream.
It was kind of like Annie, but like for our time. So James is like, oh, hey, girls. And then he tells Brittany, you okay? You look like a boss-ass bitch, eh?
And your eyebrows look good, too.
And Jax is leaning into one of those gigantic pots and just like acting like he's crying into it.
Yes. Jax is like scouring the planter for any little pebbles he can use to tap on his forehead. He's like, oh, I left my Reiki pebble at home.
And Lisa's like, oh, look over there. Brittany has found a steak on a floor. Well, that's what I get for using Max as an ottoman for two goddamn seconds. Jax, it's time. Get over here. It's time for our scene. And Two's like, be easy on him, Lisa. Come on.
So Jax is like, first of all, you look lovely tonight, which is like, A, like so transparent, and B, also like... I don't know. It's like, oh, you're just going to tell a woman she looks lovely and you're going to be off the hook. No. So he goes, I sincerely apologize for how I acted the other night. I mean, like, I know I apologize all the time, but this one, I mean.
My friends say I look possessed. And she's like, may I remind you that you sat there double flipping us off going, and I've given you so many chances. I'm like, okay, how many scenes in a row is this going to be of women giving these assholes so many chances? You are exactly the problem, Lisa Vanderpump. You are the problem at this point.
I like a broken bird, but I don't like being flicked the bird. It's my line for next year. Jax. So once again, he starts doing his victim-y thing. He's like, I've ruined everybody's life. I have. I don't even know what to do anymore. And he's like choking up, like rubbing his nose.
How does she not miss the opportunity to say, you're not important enough to ruin my life? Yeah. I was like, please. I was like cheering for it from home. He's like, I don't know what to do anymore with his crocodile crocodiles. Yeah, she's like, first she rolls her eyes and she's like, I don't know if I should even listen to him because I know he's a player. So she gets her napkin and she says, I'm not going down this emotional road with you. Dab.
And she's like dabbing tears from her eyes. I'm like, that looks like a pretty emotional road you've gone down. Not, I won't fall for your crocodile ears, tears. Nor will I add chocodiles to the menu.
There's rose water on this napkin. Let's see who can cry more, sir. He's like, what do you want me to do? He's like, man up and be better. And he's like, should I just go to Florida and leave my girlfriend and my job? I'm like, yeah, for your fake job.
George Glass Hockey Industries. Yeah.
He's like, just fire me. She's like, I will not give you that satisfaction to go over there and tell everyone, you got fired because of me. Like, why don't you just do the one decent thing in your entire life and hand me your fucking resignation and do what you should have done a long time ago?
Jeez. Yeah, I'm glad that she did that because when she said, I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of being fired, I was like, you just played into his hands because he basically was like, just fire me. She's like, no, your reverse psychology won't work on me. I won't fire you. But then she was like, okay, hand in your resignation. And then she's like, he's like, I don't deserve to be working for you. I don't. So,
Jax is the same. It's been 6 years since he's been here, and he's still making the same mistakes. I mean, he's more bloated in the face, and he's got two more bald spots than he had then, but still, the same Jax Taylor. That little rascal! I can't wait to fix him next year.
I look at all these kids, and I'm connected to them. I see Lala. She's growing into a singer. Be nice to Lala singing. She's growing into a singer. Tom and Tom, they're opening a bar. James is doing better. And Raquel, she just found out what tinfoil is. So many exciting things for all these people.
Let us not forget that lonely snake who thought it was lost on the floor before it was picked up by Marcel Marceau.
Oh, look, there's Brittany. She finally learned how to mime fork and knife cutting. Oh, you took a big gulp of air. Look at her. She's chewing. She likes it. She gave a thumbs up. Oh, now she's rubbing her tummy. She's a happy little gamper, isn't she?
And then we cut to Lala, who's like, "You okay, bitch?" to Brittany. She's like, "Cheers to chicks who know what they want." Yeah! I'm like, oh, yeah. This whole finale was all about women winning. Jesus Christ. This is like the saddest finale we've seen.
I know.
And we've seen a lot of sad finales on this show.
So Jax leaves and he's like, I can't stay, guys. Guys, I'm out. I gotta go. So he leaves. And then we see James with Raquel and he's like, "Hey, babe, together forever. Together forever." She's like, yeah.
That's my song. Trixie Monocle breaks through the wall and just starts throttling his little ass.
Actually, that's Lizette Melendez's song. So that's a real singer.
Well, the last shot is my favorite because it is ultimate Lisa Vanderpump manipulation. She knows that whenever she films at Pump, she can have some sad sack having to walk under the hamburger sign across the street. And I love Jax walking off feeling sorry for himself towards a hamburger joint. Hamburger heaven. Girl.
Yes. And as he's walking off to hamburger heaven, Lisa Vanderpump tells James, "Well, you know, we may need you as a bartender," or something along those lines. No,
she just ran over to gossip. She's like, "We may be looking for a new bartender."
Oh, that's what it is.
And she's not Lisa Vanderpump will not just make James a bartender. Her own son is still running food.
I projected that. I apologize, everyone. And with that, it ended, and this epic season came to a close, and I'm just like, I need more. Like that I can't have it end right. Like I need another episode, like not talking about the reunion. I need a new episode next week. You can't do this, Bravo. You can't just stop the show, okay? Like I need another episode. It cannot be over.
Yeah, end it. Like for me it's fine. We've still got a month left. And I love this show, but this is a long season for Bravo.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, what was this, episode 21 or something?
I will take a long season of Vanderpump Rules because we deserved it. We went through OC, Beverly Hills, you know, Atlanta was a little uneven. You know, we deserve a fucking good Vanderpump Rules season, and we got one, and we're getting a good New York season. And honestly, we got a really awesome New Jersey season that people just, I feel like they didn't really appreciate how good New Jersey was. And New Jersey was awesome. So I feel like we deserve every good season we get, and they should be as long as they can be while still being good.
Well, you sure got it. Let's sign out of here. Get the hell out of here.
Because we certainly got a long podcast out of it. Well,
yeah, so you guys do not forget to go listen to Vanderpump Rules Party for even more talk of Vanderpump Rules. Those girls are rad. And come see our live show. San Francisco Gay Pride's going to be amazing. Phoenix right before that. And then after that, some other places.
Yeah, well, we've got a ton of stuff in July, so we're not even going to start shilling July until a little bit. But and remember, if you're coming to the Chicago show, we are talking Vanderpump Rules the entire night across the early and the late show. We're going to be talking about the reunion. We're covering it all. So if you're going to both shows, you're in for a treat because you're going to get the full thing. It's going to be awesome. We can't wait for that. And listen to us tomorrow on Amy Phillips' radio show. Bye, everyone. Yes.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.